Okay, the story. Thank you. The beginning, continuation of where we were somewhere left off. So she comes back to her friends and Maria. And that kind of someone is saying, "How's your new job, Maria? Making good money?" "Well, it's okay. I wish I had a job like that. I mean, selling tickets in the subways or whatever they're doing is kind of not my nature." And they talk like that, and then one guy says, sits behind his computer screen. These are, yeah, we know how it looks there. "I look at this, and then we can try this, and then next panel we have this narrator text. In a small town up north. And then we are in that cafe. And they're talking. The two old classmates. And she's saying, like, "But really, I mean, we were surprised to hear when you suddenly became a monk. A young age, giving up your promising career." And he says, "Well, you know, you gotta follow your convictions. Not be afraid of sometimes going a different direction than you expected. That's the adventure of life, I guess." "Yeah, but now she, but really, I mean, and an Indian god, Krishna." He says, "There's only one god, but different names, and this just happened. I think Krishna is a good name for God because it means the all-attractive one." Mm. Anyway, she says, alla blir salig på sin tro. What that is in English. At least it seems we agree a bit on the injustice going on in the world today. What is it? 1% of the richest own half of the world? Or what was it? Yeah, and it changed a lot since we were young, right? At that time, we youth were out on the streets protesting. Stop the USA imperialism. Well, he says, maybe that's what's crumbling now. And then she says, well, and maybe Russia's taken over Europe. And he goes, ah. They said that when we were kids too, right? And the Chinese as well. Look out, soon they're coming. But we got to see the true history here. I mean, they say history is written by the victors. But it's us Europeans and the Americans who are the bad guys. And we hardly even learned anything about colonialism. And maybe she said, well, colonialism. Well, you know, that's what I'm doing these days, he says. My YouTube channel. I think we need to now wake up, learn about history, about the mistakes and how to avoid them again, and learn the wisdom of the past. And start doing the right thing, we stupid humans. It's about time. She says, well, looks a little questioning, and well, so, and then he goes, I made this about 'Colonialism.' And then there's a little short thing there. But when we get out of there, we are back with her, Maria, and her friends, and they're watching that video on their screens. And we can jump a little back and forth there a couple of times. I forgot it now, but maybe we can take the next time we go to Bogusund. She says something that, is this for real? And we kind of make people wonder if that refers to the Maria scene there. Or is it just a story? And he says, well, what's real? I mean, we're all in a big story. The wise of India say this whole world is just our dream. And we'll talk a little bit about that. So, you know, and then at that time, they go out of it, of the cafe, and he goes down and we do the thing there with the toy store shop and like that. And then again, after that little episode when he's kid, we jump back to Maria again. Do something there, and then we come back again to our PO on that street, and he meets an old friend, and they go out, you know, to a pub or something, and we do that scene, and this way we could try it going back and forth there.